And finally, a personal thought from me on a happier note. This week at Tell Me More, we are celebrating our first anniversary on the air. All week, we're planning to spend at least a portion of each program looking back over the stories that made an impression on you and us throughout the year. And we're going to open the airways for comments from you about what worked and what didn't, what you liked about the program and what you didn't. Why are we doing this? Well, those of you who are parents or are close friends of people who are parents know that first birthdays are a very big deal. Everybody pretends the party is for the baby, but who are we kidding? It's for the parents. Yay, we made it! Of course, the seasoned veterans will come to the party and exchange knowing glances. You think the first year is hard? Have you heard of teenagers? Hey, save something for the long haul. Okay, we get it. And people like our last guest, Holly Adams Sherman, who lost her daughter in the Virginia Tech shooting rampage last year, help us get it. Because they remind us that every day we spend doing something we love, surrounded by people we care about, is precious. But still, we cannot help but take a moment to think back to some of the incredible experiences we've had this year. Over the course of the year, we've interviewed presidential candidates, Nobel Peace Prize winners, filmmakers, former gangbangers. We've talked to moms about what they teach their kids about the police, and police chiefs about how they're trying to stop the violence in their cities. On the less serious tip, we've learned what sparkling wine to sip with barbecue, how to call an auction, and how hip-hop is playing on a Native American reservation in Oregon. We've learned a lot. Like what, you ask? First, that which does not take you down really will make you stronger, which is to say that you really can get up at 5 a.m. every day and be marginally coherent. That sleep deprivation actually makes you a more interesting person. That having your studio flooded, having the computers lose two taped interviews on the same day, builds character. That a filled candy jar in the office really does win friends, and that you really can take a group of people with totally different backgrounds and life experiences, from Argentina to Bulgaria to Chicago to New York and Philadelphia, and gay and straight and questioning, and Christian and Jewish and Muslim and questioning, do we even have to say it, black and white and brown and all that, and make it work. Which is not to say that we do not get on each other's nerves, because we do, but we make it work. What else have we learned? That some people really have a deep desire to understand people different from themselves, and some people just don't. That some people want to build bridges across differences, and some people, well, don't. That taking diverse viewpoints seriously is both seriously interesting and seriously hard. Hard because, whether we want to admit it or not, we all have our comfort zones, and pushing beyond them can be more challenging and humbling than we may care to admit. What do we want to learn? Well, we want to learn how we can be even more useful to those of you who have taken time to bring us into your lives. We want to hear more of the voices that are not being heard, to bring you more of the stories you want to hear, and especially the ones you didn't even know you wanted to hear. That's why we say thank you for spending this year with us. And over the year to come, please tell me more. That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.